everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. This is Charlie Niemeyer. I am your host. And this time I am joined by my son, Grayson. Hi, Grayson. Yay.
Hi.
Yay. He's very excited to be here. Today we are watching Operation Overdrive, Episode 12, Face to Face,
Part 2.
Yeah. And so we are going to jump right into this. Before we do this, we'll do the same intro we did for my daughter last week. Grayson, how old are you?
I'm 10, almost 11.
Do you like Power Rangers?
Yes.
Have you seen this before?
No.
No. What is your favorite Power Rangers theme song?
It's the last one.
Cosmic Fury?
Yes, that
one. You like that one? That's your favorite?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh. Positive?
Yeah.
Okay, Cosmic Fury is his favorite. Yay. All right, so we're going to jump into this in 3, 2, 1. Go! Face to Face Part 2 was the 12th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on May 21st, 2007, also written by Jackie Marchan and directed by Mike Smith. So once again, we have the same writer and director for both parts, which should make it a little more cohesive, maybe, hopefully. And you know, last time I spent a bunch of time explaining to Megan who each one of the Rangers are. I don't know that I should have, because it's right there in the opening, huh? Anyway. That guy's... that's Moltor. Hold on. This guy is... No, that's Mac. That guy! See the guy without the horns?
Yep.
He's Tyzone. Tyzone.
Oh.
Tyzone? Tyzone? And he's actually like a monster, but he's actually kind of a good guy.
Oh.
They don't really explain that in the recap.
Oh.
And a fairly good fighter.
Yeah, definitely with all these. I don't know what they're called, but these hits.
They're the lizards.
Movements. Martial arts.
Yes. Well, it's space martial arts. Because he's from another planet.
Yeah.
Heck of a throw.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you could throw spears like that.
Oh, that's new.
Ooh, he's invisible.
He didn't do that last time.
He doesn't even know that.
That could morph and probably help out more.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
But, you know, whatever. He didn't like morphing last episode either.
Did anyone?
I mean, he does have super strength, though. Oh, yeah, yeah. We had a whole fight.
Oh.
A couple of times. Oh, so that's poisonous.
Yeah.
Got a good point.
True. Yeah.
Oh, he's going to record it, or it's going out to all the other Rangers, too?
Probably.
No, you didn't.
That's because he doesn't want to be found. He's turned off his tracker.
Oh, that's what he did.
Oh.
Spencer, can we speak in my office privately?
Of course.
Spencer is basically their Alfred.
Oh.
I tried to explain that to Megan, and she's like, they're not Batman.
Yeah.
Like, it's true.
You know what I mean. His behavior is so unpredictable. I never know what he's going to do.
This guy here?
Mm-hmm.
Those sideburns?
Yeah.
That's Mac's dad.
Oh.
Guy in charge. He's technically like their Zordon this year.
Oh.
You remember Zordon?
What?
You remember Zordon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Who?
Oh, look, it makes sort of a circle.
Yeah. Flashback.
Oh! What? He's been on Power Rangers before.
Really?
He was a bully in Dino Thunder. Oh. And I think I saw him in SPD randomly.
That's weird.
I swear you'll regret that.
And you'll regret ever coming to Earth.
Still good with the spear. Even back then.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's not in a... He's not lizarded up and in a rubber suit.
Yeah. Now he's electrified.
Check out those abs.
Yeah. Hey, his mouth doesn't move when he's talking. Either one of them.
True. Oh, I told Megan, and I've mentioned it to the... my listeners before, Voltor is designed based on the old Megazord.
Oh.
You can kind of see it in the chest part and the horns.
Yeah, you do.
And the swords he's using kind of look like the Red Rangers.
Yeah.
From back then. That's because in the Japanese version of the show, this is also the 30th anniversary, so they were doing some throwbacks to celebrate. Uh-oh,
they've been listening.
Excellent. Now I know what their next move will be. And you're squatted alive and act as a
oh, please. Oh, boy. Oh.
Still assigned Mac. Hey, if Mac doesn't come back, can I have the Sonic Shrieker?
How come you get dibs on it?
Relax.
Rude.
Mac is coming back. When he does, the Sonic Shrieker's ready for him.
Hey, guys.
He's a friend.
I'm sorry about what happened before. Please, forgive me. I never meant to hurt anyone.
Look, Dad. It's gonna help us find the doctor.
Does Spencer not even seem to acknowledge the... Oh, there it is.
Oh. Well,
what are we waiting for?
I was waiting for him to be, like...
Definitely.
Spencer's probably like the best character of the entire series. That's Flurio. He's the brother.
Oh.
Kind of ice themed.
Instead of not love, lava. Yeah. Yeah. They're like opposite brothers, except they're not like they're both evil.
They're both evil, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So what we're looking for this whole season is there's this crown called the Corona Aurora. It's got 5 jewels in it, and whoever gets all 5 jewels will have all unlimited power. So they're searching for the jewel. We've seen... Uh-oh. Oh!
Whoa.
Numbers, of course. Suggest and eliminate reveal the hidden information. Nice.
Coordinates.
And this looks like longitude and latitude. Maybe it's the location of the mountain we need to go to.
It's gotta be it.
Yeah.
We need to go die.
Okay, Rangers. The shark is fueled up and ready to go.
That's their ship that they fly in. This is a quarry.
Oh.
They've done a lot of things in this quarry over the years. It's always a different quarry, but it's the same quarry that they use.
Do they own it?
I don't know, but they use it a lot. Ninja Storm has been there. Ninja Storm fought with Dino Thunder there. Dino Thunder fought with SB there. They still have to use it a lot in the future.
Yeah.
Now we're on Japanese footage, so it's a different quarry.
He looks like he was the bull guy. Looks like he was a full grown bull.
Like instead of a kid?
Yeah, instead of a kid.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, he never was a kid. I don't know, we haven't seen him as a kid. That's because they morphed. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Yeah, he should have morphed earlier.
You're fighting on the wrong side! Remember, you're one of us.
We may look alike on the outside, but I'll never be one of you.
Ooh. Well, that's gonna hurt. Or slow motion. How did he shoot it forward and then it explodes next to them?
I don't know.
Correct. They figured out how to make something explode above them, that'd be great. That looks like that's supposed to hurt. Not doing too well.
No. Why doesn't he use that mercury?
I don't know. Probably because it's Japanese footage and he doesn't have that power in Japan, I don't think.
Stay out of this.
You're nobody. No.
Oh, this is a new power. Couldn't shoot from that thing before.
Yeah.
That was American footage, too.
Hey, are you okay?
Yes, alright. How about we take him on together? Great idea. Let's do it.
This is over.
These are new.
Excellent.
Now, go to the crater and bring back the diamond. Yes.
Fly, my lava dactyl. Fly.
Lava dactyls.
Lava dactyls.
Now. Yes.
great name.
No video game, son. It becomes a real thing.
Oh, I think we got a new Zord now.
Ooh, great.
It's a plane. Just in time.
Yeah. No wonder they want the other people. Guys wanted the lava. Sonic.
That's why the others wanted to use it? Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah. Amazing.
I'm great at talking today.
Hey, wonderful. Good thing you're on a podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I think those guys are called lava lizards too. The guy, the lizard guys.
I believe that's what they're called. They look, they look like the size of toys.
That's because you can buy them at your local Toys R Us.
Really?
Well, back then, yeah. Maybe not the lava dactyls.
Probably the
I'm amazed that this is actually from the Sentai. Actually. Seems very badly made American CGI. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Oh, I feel like we missed part of a fight there. I could be wrong.
I knew he was.
Well, of course, you still got a Megazord battle to do. You know how this works.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Zords coming out, though.
Yeah. It's not just in Operation Overlord.
No. Just floating there in lava. A little lower, please.
A little lower.
Well, that's a big diamond for a tiny crown.
Are they trying to be reindeer? I don't know if you know this, but reindeer kind of tangle up there.
Yes. Thank you.
You're
welcome. A moose. Ultra Sword already? We're only in the 12th episode.
That's fast.
We've still got 20 episodes left of the season.
Wow. How many seasons?
One for Operation Overdrive, yeah. Then the next season will become the next Jungle Fury.
Yeah.
Ooh, a new head. Where's Tizon?
Yeah.
Oh, we fly now.
He might be in the... He might still be in
He's the... just sitting there looking straight up the cockpit of the thing.
Yeah. Hi.
Like, what's happening?
All I see is blue and a little bit of smoke.
Oh, there's some smoke. There's some fire. He's moving around, so he knows that something's happening. He could probably see that smoke, yeah. Well, that didn't do anything. Right in the crotch, too. That's just rude.
And inappropriate.
Not cricket. Here we go again.
The car seat was
great. Ooh, it's like a phoenix. Ooh. I think he's gone.
Probably.
Yeah, that's the heroic pose.
For you. Here you go.
Oh, it shrunk.
Oh.
Thank you, Tizon.
Tiny size.
What is it for?
It's still not going to fit in the Aurora Corona Aurora, is it? They'll have to break part of it off?
Maybe.
Now there are two jewels that won't fall into the wrong hands.
Okay.
Proud of you, Rangers.
And I know that together, you can find the others.
Is that all right?
Power Rangers, you are proving to be a formidable team. I wish to thank you for your courage. And commend you for finding two of the jewels.
We wouldn't have found the second jewel if it wasn't for our friend Tizon.
Ah, the young Mercurian.
Oh, is he going to turn him back into normal form?
With all due respect, Mr. Knight, you're all magical and mystical. Is there something you can do to help him?
Yeah.
I do not possess that kind of power.
Oh, maybe not.
But you possess something that does.
The jewels!
Yes, Rose. The combined power of two jewels of the Corona can cause a catastrophe or...
One is tiny.
A miracle.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Turned into metal.
First Mercurian, now person.
Looks like tinfoil.
This has been an incredible
experience. Not anymore.
And I thank you all for your help, but now I must go.
Tizon, you heard the Sentinel Knight. We've got a long way to go. Why don't you stay and work with us?
I can't. Just as you have your mission, I have my own. Goodbye.
Hey!
Who's the guy like Alfred again?
Spencer.
My crystal?
Yeah.
Told you high tech, huh?
Oh, yes. Behold the technological marvel. There's glue.
All the same. Thanks for your help, Mac. Good luck on your mission.
He will be back.
Good luck, everybody.
Next episode?
Yeah, actually.
Oh. Either his mission was short,
We'll find out next time probably. But he becomes. I should probably go out on the. I don't want to go out on the limb. I'll go ahead and tell you that the sixth ranger for this series is called the Mercury Ranger.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. Does he get his own sword?
Dude, he gets three.
What?
Ah.
Is he like Tommy?
No, no one's like Tommy.
Yeah, no, I mean like.
Tommy never only ever had one at a time.
True.
He gets three at once.
Does he use them all at once?
He has to. Can't have a Megazord with only one.
He has his own Megazord.
But they combined into... Dude, you need to watch some of this show.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I want to thank you all for listening. Grayson, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Next time we'll be watching episode, well, I don't know, 13, which is entitled, if I can get the window to come up.
I don't know.
Man of Mercury, Part 1. See, I told you he was coming back.
Can I be in the next episode? No, we'll Part 2. Part 2.
We'll see. We'll see. But okay. Anyway, next time, it's Man of Mercury, Part 1. I want to thank you all for listening or watching, depending on where you've done that. And I hope you all have a great, however long it is till the next episode.
Hand.
Oh, wait.
Do you like it because it was directed by Charlie Haskell?
Man of Mercury is. I don't know yet. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
We were watching this one. We were watching Face to Face, which was Mike Smith, which is very generic, and
yeah.
I don't know. So I'll let you know after I watch these.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, hope you all have a good one. We'll see you next time, and may the power protect you. Tell them bye, Grayson.
Bye.
Oh, he didn't do the joke. Okay, bye, everybody.
Oh, bye. Bye, Grayson.
and may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.